think that it's quite obvious to everyone that there's a lot of problems in the world. And it's obvious to some that a lot of these problems may be of our own making. And to find the appropriate aces to deal with them and change some of the situations and the repercussions of situations would certainly be a very important tool to have in life. Just very briefly, there's one little thing here which is interesting. A yoledes brings a korban. She has a child, she brings a korban. So, depending on whatever, what she can afford, but the Chinuch says the Shroshi HaMitzvah Kedei Shetisoirer Mitoich HaPe'ulo Lo Seis Hoido Lo Keil Boruch Hu Shehitzilo Mechevlei Yoledo Shehu Devar Nes. Says it's through this action of bringing the Korban she's going to be awakened, be aroused through that Pe'ula to thank Hashem who saved her from the Chevle Ledo. It's a very painful and dangerous process. Shudvar Nes, it's a nest. To survive, we take it for granted. The survival rate today maybe is greater than it was in ancient times, but maybe not, I don't know. But Lamaisa, it's Mamash Nes. So it gives another reason, but this is a reason. But Lachor, it occurred to me that it's very interesting. A woman has a child. She knows that it's painful. Whether she knows how dangerous it is or not, I don't know, but she certainly knows it's painful. She's screaming and yelling, and she's... in fact, the next pshat that he says is, because she's kofetzes v'nishbas, based tzireo, shalozi tizokik od leish. She swears she ain't going to do this again. So she certainly has a sense of how difficult this is. And she survives. She survives. She comes through. Now she has a child. And it seems that unless she's going to do mitoich ha-pe'ula, losis hoido lokel baruch hu, unless she's going to do a pe'ula, she's not going to be able to appreciate that which happened. It's not enough that she could give hoido. She'll thank, say halil. If you have a child, you should say halil. No, that wasn't enough, because the halil is words. Maybe it's an expression. It should be an expression of my emotions. But in order to focus the emotions, we need real action. And I think that, unfortunately today, too many people just take things for granted. Things happen, and I give it some thought, and maybe even I say, thank you, and maybe I say, Hoidu Hashem ki toiv ki lo mchastoi, Boruch Hashem, and I express that which I feel, but it seems that to be me'irer, the real feeling of hoidor for something which should, pashtus, obviously be something that I should be fully appreciative and thankful for, and that I survived and that I went through all this pain and now I have this beautiful child and so forth and so on, but I need another, I have to bring a korban. It's the pe'ula. It's the physical action which is going to be me'ira the person to really give thanks and to be appreciative. Telling the person just to recite the psukim of Hoidor or the Halel or some formula for an expression of appreciation doesn't seem to be enough. Maybe that's why they make a sudas Hoidor. You gotta go through actions, you eat, you drink, I don't know. But we underestimate sometimes the power that the actions have on our emotions. That even in a very highly motivated emotional situation, and even if we were to express those emotions, which expressing certainly, the Ralbag says by the Shira that by expressing it, they crystallized it and they didn't allow that feeling to dissipate. But we need more than that. We need actions. And sometimes we, Bechlal, tend to underestimate how important it is to take action. I imagine that when a person gives tzedakah, when a nes happens, so that's an action. I'm doing something. I'm not bringing a korban, but at least I'm giving tzedakah. I'm doing something. I'm not just letting it pass. I'm not just intellectually realizing what happened. I'm not just attempting to arouse the emotion by expressing the thank you and the appreciation, but I'm doing an act, and actions have that impact on everything we do. And that's really what Chinuch HaMusar is all about. And sometimes we tend to think that we can get away with the actions. We have the concept, we have the feeling, we have the emotion, we'll even express the emotion, we'll talk about it, we'll sing about it, you know, but it needs action. Action is very, very powerful, a very powerful mashpia. That's one thing. But that's something. On the Inyan of Tumas Metzora, so the Chinuch here says something that's a little bit cryptic. And he says as follows. He says, Mishroshi HaMitzvah, Likboa B'Nafshoseinu, Ki Hashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu, Protis Al Kol Echod Ve'Echod Mibnei Odom. He says the idea of the Tumas Metzora and what we have to do in going to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing the Kohen and whatever is all part of an effort to be Koveya B'Nafshoseinu, that the Hashkocha of Hashem, that Hashkocha protest, that individual involvement with every detail of our existence is Al Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mibnei Odom. That Hashem does that, has that for each and every individual. V'chi Einof Pekuchais Al Kol Darcheihem, and that his eyes are open, focused on all of our ways. His eyes are on the ways of a person. He sees every step that he takes, Hashem sees. When that tzoras comes, so we're told, we're commanded that we're supposed to pay attention to that terrible sickness. And to think that sin is that which caused it. We spoke Lashon Hara, whatever it is, that we, it's because of our averus. Comes from Lashon Hara. And we shouldn't take it derech mikre and focus that this is because of something that we've done. He continues at the end. I don't know if you have it here like that. He says, Uvamin ha'odom, he talks about Hashkocha protis b'min ha'odom, namin ki b'hashkochosoy boruchu al kol echo ve'echo bifrat, v'hu ha'meven al kol ma'aseihem, v'chein ki balnu b'migdoleinu, v'gam nimsa ze harbe k'suvim yorolin az kein, v'lochein his hirasnu hatoiro ki bahagia el ha'odom hecholi hora, when this evil, terrible sickness comes, v'hu hatzoras, sh'loi kuchenu derech mikre, rak yachshov miyad ki avoinoisov gormu, he should think, it's my averus that we're gorem, v'yarchik mecheras b'nei odom, v'yarchik mecheras b'nei odom, hamaruchik meroa ma'asov, v'yarchik mecheras b'nei odom, ki odom hamaruchok, should be connect with the Kohanim, with the Mechaper, Hamarape, Shever Hachet, that will heal this Chet. The Yeroa Elov Nigo, and they'll show him the Nega that he got, and he'll be able to do Tshuva, Atzoso, Midvorvshe, Uva Pishpush Masov, Yusam Yolov Hanega, and through doing Tshuva, the Nega will be removed. Kyakel Boruch Hu Shemashgiach Olov Tomid Yiramas. Say tshuva, Hashem will see the tshuva and will heal him. And this is the inyan that the whole, all the hezker of the tzoras and the waiting and all the dinim are focusing on. It seems that when a person has this neg of tzoras, this terrible choili, so really he's supposed to come to the conclusion that I spoke Lashon Hara. This is because of a chet. And then he'll do tshuva, and then, of course, he'll be healed. But the Chinuch seems to emphasize in both of these places the inyan of the Hashgocha Protis. He says, what's the Sherish HaMitzvah? Likboa b'nafshoseinu ki Hashgochas Hashem Baruch Hu Protis al kol echod ve'echod b'mnei odom. And that Hashem is always watching. So, in other words, it seems almost a little bit contradictory. Mitzad Echod, he says that the person said, spoke Lashon Hara, he got tzoras, he has tzoras, so he sees, I have to look, I did something wrong, I spoke Lashon Hara, so now I'm going to do tshuva, and I'm going to go through this process and whatever it entails, and put myself under that right, proper influence to see that I did something wrong, mefashmish b'masom, and he'll do tshuva. But what does that have to do with the fact of Hashem's hashkocha. He starts with saying the sheirish hamitzvah is likbo b'nafshoseinu ki hashkochas Hashem protis al kol echo ve'echod, and that Hashem is watching, and therefore he tells us we have to pay attention to this choyli hora and look at the choyli and say, oh, it's because of my chet. It sounds like that because of this likbo b'nafshoseinu ki hashkochas Hashem is on everything, that to be koveh hashkocha protis, that's why I have to look at tzaras and see, hey, why do I have tzaras? It must be because I spoke Lashon Hora, and now I can be koveh the hashkocha protis. It sounds almost as if, strange as it sounds, that the ultimate is not the tshuva that he does. He did a chet, Lashon Hora is what causes it, and now he has this thing, and he has to do tshuva to get rid of it. But the focal point over here seems to be that he should recognize the Hashkochas Hashem, should recognize the Hashkocha Protis. And the truth of the matter is that the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo also talks a funny language when he talks about the Hashkocha Protis, and he doesn't just say a person comes to recognize that there's no teva. He says, Elo, im yaseh hamitzvah yatzlichenu schoroi, vim yavro aleim yachrisenu onshoi. Again, he talks about the schar and the oinish in the context of appreciating, of being able to appreciate Hashgocha Protis. It would seem that the ultimate goal here is for a person to recognize Hashgochas Hashem. When a person recognizes Hashgochas Hashem, so then he's right there. That's what it's all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochel and the Bal HaChesed and the Bal HaRachamim, and he's metapel with each and every detail. He's the Ein of Pekuchos al Darchei Ish v'chol Tzod of Yireh, and he's involved with every aspect of our existence, and we have to come to that realization. And maintaining that realization and focusing on that realization seems to be like the major tachlis. The Ramban says that's the yisod of, he says, his loshen is shehem banisim meforso odom meida banisim nistorim shehem yisod hatoira kula she'ein lo odom chelik b'toiras moshe. Without that, you don't have a chelik in toiras moshe ad shenamin b'chol dvoreinu mikreinu shekulam nisim ve'im bohem teva. If he doesn't have that realization, then he has no chelik in toiras moshe. So it seems that that's the ultimate goal, and it seems that the person has to look when something happens, when he receives something, a difficulty, a punishment, a sickness, some interference in the good life that he would like to have. So the goal is to look and to see the chet that I did that caused it, and the tshuva that I could do to remove it, to eventually come to recognize that this is all b'hashgocha. It seems that the goal of the tshuva, that doesn't mean that's the only goal of tshuva, it doesn't mean that every, but this particular mitzvah, the chinuch says clearly that the goal of this mitzvah is to bring to a recognition of hashgocha protis, and it's by realizing that this was caused by what I did wrong, and now that I have to do tshuva, and I have to go through this whole process, and eventually then it's going to disappear, that's going to bring me to that ultimate goal of now recognizing that, no, there's no mikra in the world. I didn't get sick by accident. I didn't catch a disease. But rather, it's all b'hashkochas Hashem. And it seems that the hakorah of the hashkochas Hashem is something that is so critical. It's like almost the ultimate goal. And when a person sees frustration in the Hashgochas Hashem, he says, Hashem is in control, but I don't know what's going on over here. Then the first thing to do, in order not to shter, in order not to undermine, in order not to compromise the appreciation of Hashem's Hashgocha Protis, he has to search and find and see, well, oh, maybe this is because of this. It's Tzoras. Maybe I spoke Lashon Hora, and I have to get rid of that, and then hopefully things will change. And so he is constantly in the process, even as he's recognizing the chet and doing tshuva for the chet, he's in the process of reinstating and being koveya further and deepening his hakorah of hashgocha protis. If that's the case, if we could look at the chet of Lashon Hora, you know what the Chofetz Chaim says about Lashon Hora, at the chet of Lashon Hora and the tshuva for it, in context of now I'll be able to strengthen my appreciation of Hashkocha Protis, I think that's a different Hashkocha in life. I think that that has to be front and center. I think that the realization of the Hashkocha Protis is like, whatever happens and whatever we do is never to be Masiach Das from that. And any time, if Hashem is doing the things that I like to receive, so okay, I feel good, I appreciate this. And even for that, to appreciate, I got to do something. I got to express it, not just in words, but in action. Have to find the actions. If a person appreciates the gift of Torah, then probably the action to do is that he teaches it and shares it to others. There's actions that can express appreciation. But besides that, a person has to, when he finds this disappointment in that which he wants in life, he has to look to see this is not a lack of Hashgocha Protis, as sometimes many people would automatically think, oh, Hashem's not with me now, he's not paying attention. He was Meiser Hashgochosa, there is such a thing, whatever that means. But he says, I have to look at it rather, no. There's something wrong, and I have to correct it. And the goal of that correctional process, besides the correction itself, seems to be ultimately to reinstate and refocus and be koveya deeper and deeper that appreciation for Hashgocha Protis. So it seems that the focus on Hashgocha Protis is something that's critical, and if it's critical, it's something that we should do as much of it as we can and start it as early as we can and share it with our children as soon as we can, so that it can have that effect, which it seems to be the yesod from Kol HaTorah Kula.